many people have to study for school, university, or for work. So for this week's podcasts in English.com, we're talking about our ideal study place. Richard, when you study, where do you like to work?
At home. For me, at home, in a room called the study.
So you don't like to work in a library?
Sometimes I like it at home.
I like the idea of being outside in a garden, but to properly study, it needs to be inside, I think. So you're in your study. What do you have there?
Obviously, the desk is the most important thing, with my computer.
Ah, so you have your computer.
Definitely. Got to have the computer, yes.
My problem with the computer is that I have the internet. And if I work with my computer, then I always read my emails, do some Googling. I can't have the computer.
It's difficult, but you do need it, you know, for research and things. But that's where my desk is, and that's where I like to study, because my books are there as well.
Right.
All my books on shelves.
Right.
So that's where everything is. My pens, paper, all the things I need together in one place so I can get to them very quickly.
I like to pick up my books and have everything that I need on the kitchen table so I can spread everything out on the kitchen table.
Right.
And sit at the table. And then, of course, it's very easy for me to put the kettle on and make a cup of tea. But I think you like drinking coffee.
Coffee, definitely.
Richard, do you like listening to music when you study?
Sometimes.
Right.
It's relaxing, and it is good, but then sometimes you listen to the music and not to study. So that's a problem.
Yes. I don't like listening to music which has got words and songs that I know. If I know the song,
yes,
then the song is in my head.
And not your work, yes.
So I never listen to music.
Right.
And Richard, what about snacking? Do you like to eat when you study?
No. The crumbs, the bits of food from what you eat will get in your work. So no, I don't think that's good.
How about studying with friends, with other people around?
No. Sometimes it's good to talk about things, but not really, no. I think to work hard, you've got to be on your own.
I quite like it. If I'm at the kitchen table with my cup of tea, I'm happy to have a friend who's studying the same thing as me so that we can talk about things.
Yes, but you always talk about different things, don't you? I don't think you can do as much if you've got your friends with you. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, what about you, the listeners? What's your ideal study place? Why not write and tell us?
Where do you do our worksheets?
Yes, where do you study English? We'd like to know. Many people have to study for school, university, or for work. So for this week's podcasts in English.com, we're talking about our ideal study place. Richard, when you study, where do you like to work?
At home. For me, at home, in a room called the study.
So you don't like to work in a library?
Sometimes I like it at home.
I like the idea of being outside in a garden, but to properly study, it needs to be inside, I think. So you're in your study. What do you have there?
Obviously, the desk is the most important thing, with my computer.
Ah, so you have your computer.
Definitely. Got to have the computer, yes.
My problem with the computer is that I have the internet. And if I work with my computer, then I always read my emails, do some Googling. I can't have the computer.
It's difficult, but you do need it, you know, for research and things. But that's where my desk is, and that's where I like to study, because my books are there as well.
Right.
All my books on shelves.
Right.
So that's where everything is. My pens, paper, all the things I need together in one place so I can get to them very quickly.
I like to pick up my books and have everything that I need on the kitchen table so I can spread everything out on the kitchen table.
Right.
And sit at the table. And then, of course, it's very easy for me to put the kettle on and make a cup of tea. But I think you like drinking coffee.
Coffee, definitely.
Richard, do you like listening to music when you study?
Sometimes.
Right.
It's relaxing, and it is good, but then sometimes you listen to the music and not to study. So that's a problem.
Yes. I don't like listening to music which has got words and songs that I know. If I know the song,
yes,
then the song is in my head.
And not your work, yes.
So I never listen to music.
Right.
And Richard, what about snacking? Do you like to eat when you study?
No. The crumbs, the bits of food from what you eat will get in your work. So no, I don't think that's good.
How about studying with friends, with other people around?
No. Sometimes it's good to talk about things, but not really, no. I think to work hard, you've got to be on your own.
I quite like it. If I'm at the kitchen table with my cup of tea, I'm happy to have a friend who's studying the same thing as me so that we can talk about things.
Yes, but you always talk about different things, don't you? I don't think you can do as much if you've got your friends with you. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, what about you, the listeners? What's your ideal study place? Why not write and tell us?
Where do you do our worksheets?
Yes, where do you study English? We'd like to know.